Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak, and welcome to our listeners listening now to North State Public Radio. Tomorrow's the first day of spring. Did you remember that? And isn't it great to know that taking a walk is still okay, even though our stay-at-home directives now stretch from Sacramento west through the Bay Area? Food banks are reaching out and connecting and messaging with everybody. Sacramento Food Bank and Family Services is going to continue to feed Sacramento County, but is also being approached by agencies and school districts, local officials, and families and individuals who have never tapped into the services before. Blake Young, who is president and CEO, says the food bank is looking for resources that can help accommodate all of these needs. In the meantime, though, the family service programs are canceled. Emergency food distribution is considered an essential business, and so SFBFS is working to still give out food. There is a need for volunteers. If you're between 10 and 64 years old and you don't have any underlying medical conditions, reach out to the Sacramento Food Bank and Family Services. In Yolo County, the food bank is going to begin a free home-delivered food service this Monday, and that program will continue until further notice. There's a phone number that we can post, but the email is info@yolofoodbank.org in order to participate. Then let's see what else here. I believe we have Beth Stanton on the line right now. She's the executive director of the Interfaith Food Bank and Thrift Store in Amador County. Hi, Beth. So glad to have you with us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So can you tell me what the situation is in Amador County with the food bank, what you need, and how people can either help or access the services?
Absolutely. We have outside sites that deliver food for us to the seniors and to with the Emergency Food Assistance Program. Most of those sites have closed because we don't have anybody to man them. And we're doing all of the distributions, with the exception of just a couple, out of the actual food bank on Airport Road in Jackson. So people are driving up here, and we're not having anybody get out of their cars, and we're getting a signature from them, coming back and taking pre-packaged bags of food out to the cars. So it's a lot different than it's been. We seem to have a lot more clients than we normally have, and I think people are just really afraid right now.
So you're forming partnerships to try to help expand or at least sustain what you can do. Tell me a bit about that.
Okay, so we have a partnership with the Amador County Unified School District, which is really wonderful, and we've been able to put together some boxes of kids' food, which we're able to purchase with the help of Safeway and their kids program, and also American River Bank. And we're putting together the boxes, and we're going to take them to the warehouse, and Amador County School District is going to give out breakfast and bag lunch tomorrow, starting Monday. So they're going to also give out our food boxes with their prepared breakfast and lunch. And that's going to make it really nice, because where we don't know where all of those kids are, and if their families don't come to us, the school district has that in. We're also working with Nexus Family Services in Jackson, and they have many families that are high-risk families, and they're taking food out to those families during their normal visits with them. Last night, I spoke to the executive director of hospice, and we are going to put together some bags of food so that they can take them out with their normal visits to people who can't get out of their homes.
All right. Are there any specifics that families need to know about getting food for children? Do the children need to be in the car? Does there need to be any kind of identification?
I don't believe there's any kind of identification, and I think that the kids are students of Amador County School District, and I think that the school has been in contact with all of them. So we feel pretty confident that it's going to go really smooth. They did something similar to this over the summer, and it worked out really well.
So food banks are going to need an infusion of essentially cash, money, funding to keep going. Is there a need for food donations, or is a cash donation the best way to help support the food bank right now?
Honestly, the cash donation is the very best way, because that way we can replenish what we need. So instead of having 5,000 cases of one thing, we can get what we need, and we can do that with cash. And we have great buying power with cash, because we don't pay what you would pay.
Right, right. Okay, one last question. What about volunteers? You've already said some locations have had to close. Are you in need of those up to age 64 healthy volunteers?
We absolutely are in need of those volunteers. We sadly had to close our thrift store, which is our biggest source of income, and we've moved those employees over here. So it's helping us a little bit. But if there are any volunteers out there that would like to help, we can use them. I know that the school district can probably use help doing their disbursements. Absolutely. They can just call us, and we will put them to work somewhere.
All right, Beth, thank you so much for checking in with us. And again, Beth Stanton is the executive director of the Interfaith Food Bank of Amador County. And Beth, we'll put a link on our website for people to help connect with you.
Thank you very much. And thank you for this opportunity. We appreciate it, because us little guys, we need all the help we can get.
Well, you hang in there, okay?
We will. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks a lot. We have news from the South Sacramento Food Closet. It is still open at 5625 24th Street in Sacramento. But there is a great need for cash donations there to keep the operations going, and a need for volunteers who, again, are under 65 and are healthy. Those are needed to replace some of the regular volunteers who have now been ordered to stay at home over the next few weeks. We'll again post a link there. But you can get food there. There's a take-a-number system, and no one has to stand closer than 6 feet from someone else. All the food banks report to us a tremendous effort to respect social distancing and cleanliness standards during this time. We are joined on the phone right now by Nicole Lambley from the Food Bank of Northern Nevada. And Nicole, thanks for checking in with us on Insight.
Certainly. We are happy to be here this morning.
Nevada has not been dealing on the same level with the number of either positive cases or deaths in the state, but also not the same stay-at-home orders. So what's the situation right now for your food bank?
Well, like the previous food bank, we too are experiencing, you know, challenges with distribution methods, because generally a lot of the programs and how we serve the community require congregate sites. Children are fed in a congregate meal site. Seniors are fed through congregate meal services, and our clients often appear at our pantries or our mobile harvest distributions in a group fashion. So, like many, we are revising how we distribute food, maintaining social distance, doing grab-and-go style distributions, as well as drive-through distributions. This creates an enormous strain on food bank staff, which are generally very small, you know, one to two people managing a distribution of 100 plus individuals. We are encouraging clients to really show up one member per household. Don't come together and trying to serve them in the best ways. But it is an ever-changing situation, and we are addressing it almost hour by hour.
Where specifically are you located?
We actually cover 90,000 square miles. That means we cover 13 of Nevada's 17 counties, as well as several counties in California. Six of those counties we cover partially with our other partners in California, and then we cover two of the counties, Inyo and Mono, 100%. So we have a large territory. So we are on the road distributing food through a variety of partners. We have about 145 partners in our network, and they are all operating today. Some of them have changed how they operate, but everyone at this point is still open. For Nevada, while we have seen fewer cases, we have experienced unprecedented business closures. Our governor 2 days ago ordered that all non-essential businesses, which includes many of our resort properties, be closed effective midnight 24 hours ago. So we only are operating essential businesses, which, of course, the food bank, grocery stores, gas stations, banks are considered to, you know, ensure that people still have access. But we are seeing our numbers climb. Yesterday, we received a number of calls from first-time individuals who were facing an unknown economic hardship and asking how to utilize food bank services.
So to what extent are you able to work with school districts? Is that an issue with the school closures?
Yes. In fact, we were in Washoe County, which is where we provide meal service for about 60,000 of the kids in the, well, there's 65,000 kids in the school district, and about 40% of those are food insecure. We were planning during spring break to do our normal kids' cafe meal service for intercession, but with the closures of the schools Sunday night, we had to change our model. We have a great partnership with not only our school district, but also organizations like Communities and Schools to revamp our distribution model that is a grab-and-go style pickup of prepared meals for those students in need. We're also talking about emergency food packages that can be distributed either through bus services, drops at known school bus routes, but that really requires volunteers. Volunteers are essential to the work of food banks and food pantries around the country. For us, it's the equivalent annually of about 12 full-time employees. So we understand the concern and fear that individuals may have about volunteering, but we are all employing safety and best practices to ensure social distance. We're making sure that people are wearing safety gloves when they're handling any food product, even if it's a food product that's in a can or a box. But we really need that assistance so that we can pack emergency food boxes.
You're listening to Nicole Lambley, and we're talking about the Food Bank of Northern Nevada, which, as Nicole has explained, is a network that covers 13 of Nevada's 17 counties. So let me go down the list, Nicole, of what you need. Are you in need of food donations at the food banks?
We are really encouraging people to make monetary donations just to ensure the safety standards of food. It also gives us the opportunity to buy the food that is not available to people in need. So, and as the previous individual indicated, our buying power is very strong. We work together with our food bank partners around the country through our Feeding America network to address what is necessary in the supply chain.
And you already alluded to this, but just to clarify once again, you do want volunteers, those people 64 and under who are healthy and can help out.
Yes, we would love to have volunteers, and we're working with a lot of employee groups who also are paying their employees but want to contribute. So we are redesigning how we do volunteer sessions to make sure that people feel like they can volunteer in a safe and secure manner.
All right. I appreciate checking in, Nicole, and feel free to reach out to us as this situation evolves and either the need or distribution plan changes. I really appreciate being able to connect with you and hear the situation in Nevada.
Well, thank you. We share common borders and we share a lot of the same customers in our communities, and we're here to help support those neighbors in need. So
well,
I appreciate the opportunity.
The truth is, there are no borders to this virus outbreak, are there?
there are none. And so we have to work harder and smarter and rethink how we meet the needs of the community, particularly as the needs grow with the uncertainty and without knowing how long this impact will continue.
Okay, Nicole, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Beth.
That was Nicole Lambley from the Food Bank of Northern Nevada. So give us a chance to catch up on posting these links on our website, but they will go up at capradio.org/insight. We're going to weave this kind of information into ongoing shows. When we come back, we're going to shift to the unemployment picture. We'll check in with Cap Radio's Chris Nichols. He's been at home this week, like so many other parents. And then there's some special music program that Nick Bruner has put together. We'll hear about that from him all after this short break. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio.